Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. In this fourth Sunday of Lent, this gospel is obviously placed in this part of the cycle to foreshadow for us in just about 3 weeks, Holy Week. And that foreshadowing that Jesus gives to his followers that seemed paradoxical. A Messiah dying on a cross as a criminal. The Son of God, the Messiah, must suffer. Kings and messiahs were not supposed to suffer in the ancient world, in the eyes of the children of Israel. It is again how Jesus takes our expectations and turns them on their head. And that it is through looking upon the cross, it's for us gazing upon the crucified Christ, that we are healed. Think again about the oddity of that statement. Jesus says, look upon my wounds. Look upon my pierced hands, my pierced feet, my wounded side. Just as the serpent was affixed by Moses to the tree. And just as Jesus is implying that serpent contained no venom that was stinging the people of the time of Moses that was causing the illness, but looking upon a sinless image brought healing, so too is the one who had no taint of sin, the one who is free from all sin, second person of the Trinity, God, gazing upon his wounds will heal us, because at the end of the day, they are truly not only Christ's wounds, but our wounds, fixed to that cross as well. Remember back a couple weeks ago when we talked about Isaac and Abraham? The God stayed the hand of Abraham. I will not have you sacrifice your son, Isaac. But then by extension, out of love, says the Heavenly Father, I will offer myself, my own son, for you. Out of love. Powerful when you think about it. And it also begs me to ask once again, I'm sorry to be Father annoying, how's your Lent going so far? How are you doing? How are you doing with those themes of fasting, penance, and almsgiving? Have you been dedicated to, as I encouraged you at the beginning of the Lenten season, finding something to not only root out of your life for 40 days, but something that truly needs to change. For some, you might be having an incredible Lent. For that, good for you. Continue on. For some of you, you might be saying, Father, my Lent really hasn't started yet. It's not too late. Don't pull the classic American spirituality thing of all or nothing of, well, I blew the first Friday of Lent, so hey, it's done. No, it's not. Exactly. We know that the spiritual life isn't a flashbang moment, as I've shared with you in the past. Our faith life is like tending a garden. It's about reading the seasons, even when the spring comes early, to know when to till, to know when to prepare and pull weeds. Tending our soul takes time, it takes success. Dare I say, it takes failure, but most importantly, it takes persistence to continue through. So this week, dear friends, as we prepare and reflect upon love upon the cross, I ask you to meditate on two things. One, as we are asked to gaze upon the wounds of Christ, what are the wounds of your life that you're dealing with that are an imitation of Christ's wounds? Maybe it's something that you're experiencing within your personal health. Maybe it's a circumstance you're dealing with a family member or a friend. Perhaps it's a situation at work, within a group you belong to. What are the wounds that you bear in imitation of Christ's wounds? Pray this week not only to know what those are, but to both invite and know that Christ is with you in those difficulties, in those sufferings. As the famous poem Footprints goes, there are times in life where we see two sets of footprints in the sand, and at times only one. And it's not that God has abandoned us when we only see one, but God carries us imperceptibly through those difficulties, through that desert. And then second, pray to either continue your good Lent or to start your good Lent. That's the beautiful thing about Lent. There's enough time for all of us to have a good day and a bad day, a success and a failure, to have within our Lent not a puritanical 40 days of utter success every day, but a snapshot of our journey of life that can extend beyond the 40 days, to 40 years, to a lifetime, and if lived properly, to eternity. So once again, I wish to all of you Happy Lent! yeah, right, Father. And as we reflect on difficult images, may we find that joy despite the difficulties we may face as we embrace the disciplines of this season and see in him who is wounded for us our wounds, but also the wounds of our glory.